Good morning. My name is Johan Els, and the thought for today, the joy, the crown, to be the joy, to be the crown. We read it earlier on Philippians 4, verse 1, which says, "So then, my brothers and sisters, whom I love and yearn for, you are my joy, my crown. So stand fast in the Lord. You are the beloved. Stand fast in the Lord." Paul writing to the people of Philippi, and he says, "I love you. I yearn to be with you again. You are my joy and you are my crown." He calls them joy and crown. What does it mean to be joy, to be crown, to be the joy and crown? Paul says, "You are my beloved and you can stand fast in the Lord. I yearn to be with you again." Perhaps you are yearning for someone to be with that specific person or people again. And perhaps this is the day to perhaps just call them, WhatsApp them, send a message on social media and tell them, or phone them, or whatever. Or write an old-fashioned letter. There's nothing more wonderful these days than receiving an old-fashioned envelope through the posts with a letter in it saying, "I yearn to be in your company again. I'm longing to be with you. You are my joy. You are my crown." You know, that is so true. When last did you write an old-fashioned letter in ink on paper and put it into an envelope, put a stamp on and post it? We hope the post office will deliver it to wherever you are sending it, to that address on the envelope. But do it. You will see what happens. You will see the reaction of that person you are sending that old-fashioned letter in an envelope to. Just telling them, as Paul says in Philippians 4:1, "So then, I love you. I yearn for you. You are my joy and my crown. Stand fast in the Lord, beloved." Hey, that will do something in someone's heart. Let's do it. Take the challenge and get to writing an old-fashioned letter. Put it in an envelope, put on the address, put a stamp on and post it, and have faith that the post office will deliver that at the other end. God bless to you.